Our awesome universe, where the cosmos hands us wonders and then immediately follows up with a funding cut.
Today, we're covering a roundup from OneSpaceMan 2000 that touches on a beloved observatory facing closure, a clever fix for satellite interference, and what it might actually take to reach Europa's hidden ocean. Let's start with all three of those space stories together. This segment is about the practical pressures on astronomy right now, losing infrastructure, defending what we have, and confronting how hard the next frontier really is. The Jodrell Bank story sets the stakes directly. The Post quotes the reporting this way. The Deep Space Observatory includes the Grade 1 listed Lovell Telescope and is prized by astronomers who study galaxies, black holes, star formation, planets beyond the solar system, and the afterglow of the Big Bang. So the upshot is that this isn't a redundant facility. It's the hub of a world-leading radio telescope network, and a government funding cut is now threatening to close it entirely. Scientists are calling it a blow to UK astronomy.
And while one observatory fights for survival on the ground, researchers at the University of Warwick are trying to protect the telescopes we still have from a different kind of intrusion, satellites.
That piece explains the core problem cleanly. A telescope can spend hours collecting faint light from a distant galaxy, and a fast-moving satellite needs only seconds to cross the field of view and leave a streak that ruins the exposure.
Their solution is an early warning system, essentially spotting an approaching satellite and alerting the telescope before it enters the image. Calling it an artificial retina is a nice touch.
It's a real engineering challenge, and the satellite population around Earth is only growing, so the urgency is genuine.
Then there's Europa. The Post covers new Rutgers research led by scientist Lugendra Oja, and the finding is a cold splash of reality. One of the most promising shortcuts to that subsurface ocean turns out to be far more complicated than scientists had hoped.
Europa has fascinated researchers precisely because a global liquid water ocean sits beneath its frozen shell, making it one of the most compelling places to look for conditions that might support life. The new research doesn't close the door, but it does raise the bar significantly.
Funding cuts, satellite streaks, ice thicker than expected. Space science is apparently not short of obstacles.
The through line here is that the work of understanding the universe is harder to sustain than it looks from the outside.
More from our awesome universe next time. The cosmos will keep moving, whether or not the budget does.